study of the equatorial ionosphere using the Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope GMRT at sub-GHz frequencies, by Sarvesh Mangler et al. Radio interferometers, which are designed to observe astrophysical objects in the universe, can also be used to study the Earth's ionosphere. Radio interferometers like the Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope GMRT detect variations in ionospheric total electron content TEC on a much wider spatial scale at a relatively higher sensitivity than traditional ionospheric probes like the Global Navigation Satellite System GNSS. The hybrid configuration of the GMRT, compact core and extended arms, and its geographical location make this interferometer an excellent candidate to explore the sensitive regions between the northern crest of the equatorial ionization anomaly (EIA) and the magnetic equator. For this work, a bright radio source, 3C68.2, is observed from post-midnight to post-sunrise, approximately 9 hours, to study the ionospheric activities at solar minima. This study presents data reduction and processing techniques to measure differential TEC, delta TEC, between the set of antennas with an accuracy of 1×10⁻³ TECU. Furthermore, using these delta TEC measurements, we have demonstrated techniques to compute the TEC gradient over the full array and micro-scale variation in two-dimensional TEC gradient surface. These variations are well equipped to probe ionospheric plasma, especially during the nighttime. Our study, for the first time, reports the capability of the GMRT to detect ionospheric activities. Our result validates, compared to previous studies with VLA, LOFAR and MWA, the ionosphere over the GMRT is more active, which is expected due to its location near the magnetic equator. This was study of the equatorial ionosphere using the Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope GMRT at sub-GHz frequencies, by Sarvesh Mangler et al.